الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا يا لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. We all know the present situation in Gaza, and we are all very, very concerned, and everyone feels we can't do anything. But really, as Maulana explained now, we all can do everything. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the solutions to our problems, Allah has not kept them outside of us. The solutions of our problems are within us. Our problem is we are looking outside for the solution. And we are thinking if the ummah comes right, then everything will come right. Seldom do we think that if I come right, things will come right. A very good example is given of an old man in old times. He didn't know what a mirror is. So one day he was walking and he saw a piece of glass lying on the ground shining. So you see, this looks like something valuable, something of value. So he looked into it and he saw his own face, and he was an old, ugly man. And when he saw that, he says, no wonder people threw you away because you're so ugly. But he didn't see, it was his own condition. Today, unfortunately, that is my condition and that is our condition. We see the ummah, we find fault in the ummah. But we don't find fault in ourselves. If we can do a little introspection and look at ourselves, then we will go into complete humility and humbleness. Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. This is a very important aspect, that we should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's mercy overrides and surpasses everything. No matter how many gunas I have committed, no matter how many gunas I am presently involved in also. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, used to say that no matter how many gunas we have committed, but they are, it's a limit, so many. It can be a huge, huge amount. And Allah's lowest rahmat has got no limit. And with one layer of Allah's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all the gunas. So one very important thing, first to realize that the solution to all problems lie within myself. In other words, in short, like Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatuh, was explaining, that we have to come right. And the other is never to lose hope in the mercy of Allah, no matter what the conditions are. And a person as he hopes in the mercy, Allah inna dhanni abdi bi, how my banda relates to me, I treat him like that. So we should also see that how much of Allah's mercy we have got hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At the same time also, one great door Allah Ta'ala has left open for us, for the ummah, is tawbah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as we make tawbah, istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will withhold his punishment. So we must turn a lot to tawbah and istighfar. Very, very fortunate will be that person on the day of Qiyamah will see a lot of tawbah and istighfar in his amal. And we are taught, for example, at the end of our namaz, when we make namaz, the last sunnah dua to read is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. We made namaz. Which guna did we commit? But I'm saying, oh Allah, I committed a very big guna. We made namaz. Namaz is no guna, but the quality of our namaz. On that no matter how that quality was, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala forgives. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, after namaz should fear Allah tabarak ta'ala, that the namaz must not be thrown back on his face again. So we ask for forgiveness from Allah tabarak ta'ala. So tawbah istighfar is a thing that we must try and do as much as possible. At the moment, with the solution, Allah tabarak ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help of Allah ta'ala by sabr and salah. So what does sabr mean? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi says that in whichever condition you find yourself in, the meaning of sabr is what Allah's ahkam, hukam is, fulfill that command. If you got some problems, etc., and it's namaz time, for example. Now Allah's hukam at that time is to make namaz. Don't miss your namaz. Don't give up your namaz. Whatever you have to do, you have got some financial constraints, and you know you worked out your zakat, it works out to so much. But I've got this problem here, I've got that problem there, so I won't give my zakat. No. Fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala. That is sabr. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help from Allah Ta'ala through salah. The literal meaning of salah is dua. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. In that also, many of us, we find ourselves very weak in making dua. As Maulana explained, Maulana Bilal Sahib, those three people, with their dua, their sincerity, they got saved from all the problems which looked like there was no solution to those problems. But they got saved when they turned and they made dua to Allah, presenting their amal to Allah Ta'ala. So dua is a great weapon which Allah has given us. But unfortunately, by and large, we don't use this weapon. And if we do make dua, it's very cursory. Each one of us, we can ask ourselves that how much have I set out time for dua daily to make, to ask Allah Ta'ala. And then seriously to beg from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that is very, very important that we turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And for this, the change that was coming to our lives, that is very important. That is the starting point of the solution of my problems, the ummah's problems. That we have to bring a change in my life myself. Today, unfortunately, and this we have perhaps inherited it, we are following the ways of the kuffar in almost everything. Eh? Whereas we are supposed to boycott their ways, how they live, etc. But today our full lifestyle is according to the ways of the kuffar. What the present situation is in the world, we just go by that. And we forget that Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ غُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came with a perfect way of life in every aspect. But that is for those people who have got yaqeen on the akhirah. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ. Who have got yaqeen on the akhirah. So today, how much have we got yaqeen in the akhirah? Like for example, if we do make dua, if somebody is ill, Allah give everyone shifa. Somebody got financial problems, Allah remove all the problems. And Allah tabarak, anyone has got some arguments, fights in the family anywhere, may Allah remove it. But dua to make at that time. Today one sad thing that has happened to us also, we all hear continuously of the conditions of people, the ummah, Gaza for example. Then what is it for us? It's a news item. This has happened today. This is, they have done this today. Somebody has passed away. Allah grant all maghfirah, jannah. Somebody is met up with an accident, somebody had a burglary. We just hear it. we just take it as a news item. We don't really, whereas we are taught in the Hadith Sharif, in the Quran Sharif, that whenever we hear some sad news, then our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair taught us that you should read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. We all belong to Allah and we are all going to return to Allah. And that whatever Allah does is for the better. Mutmain baithe hai ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. That we are sitting quite content, ya Allah, that you are the sole doer of everything. And you don't just do it haphazardly, but you do it with great wisdom. We don't understand that wisdom, but there is great wisdom in everything what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does. So we should see that whatever conditions come, we read the dua, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then in the Hadith Sharif it comes, we should add this dua, Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. There are different ways of reading this, that, oh Allah, remove this problem from us. Whoever it is, whether it's somebody in Gaza, somebody in India, somebody in wherever in the world, that, oh Allah, remove these problems from us. وَخْلُفْ لَنَا خَيْرًا مِنْهَا, and give us something better in its place. But we don't read this. We just take it as a news item. And then we can complete the ayat, how beautiful it is. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. These who do this in this way, Allah's rahmat, special rahmat, salawat, descends upon them. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ, and Allah's general mercy also. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And these are those people who have got hidayat. Also, we are taught in the Hadith Sharif, when we get the news, we see, we get news of any difficulty of anyone, then we should read this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi aafana mimma abtalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tabdila. All praise is due to Allah, who saved us from this problem what he has come to them. And he has given us so many good ni'mat. Allah's ni'mat are unlimited. They are pouring down upon us every moment. We don't even think. As we are sitting now here, oxygen is coming. We are all breathing in. If we don't breathe for a minute or a second, we will die. But it's coming. Allah has made that machine inside our body, our lungs, to take the oxygen. And the lungs take out the carbon dioxide. As we are sitting so many, and really it is very, very, it makes the heart warm and happy that in these times, when with these difficult times, so many people have gathered to listen to the talks of Deen. The whole masjid is full, outside, the courtyard, everywhere. MashaAllah, after Asr, there were so many ulama. So may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala make this the means that we start working on ourselves. So, oh Allah, your mercies are unlimited. Aatana mimma abtalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tabdila. A person who reads it, that difficulty will never come to him in his life. How valuable it is, the word of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadiqun masjoor. But we don't do that. We just sort of ignore it. And see our condition. On one occasion, one alim from the UK was traveling to Bosnia some years ago before COVID and all that also. And it happened by Allah's will that next to him there was a Jewish rabbi sitting. And in the flight they started talking. To cut it short, we can't go into details. The rabbi told this Maulana that we have studied your religion, and perhaps we know your religion better than what you know your religion. And there is no doubt they are studying our religion, but not for hidayat, but to find how to attack us. So he says, we find that Allah's help is still with you people. No matter how weak we have become, our iman is so weak, our amal, our actions are so weak, but still he says, Allah's help is with you, but not full with you. And Allah's help is not with us. Allah's help is with you people. Therefore, we can't achieve what we want to achieve in Palestine. Baytul Muqaddas. We are always still hampered. So we have thought of a 4-point plan in order to take out deen completely, and Allah's help goes away from you completely. Then we will have our way. Then it will be between us in material way, and material way with you, and materially, as far as war, if things are concerned, they have got much more. So what are those 4-point plan? And let us see, myself, all of us, how much have they become successful? They said the first thing that we have decided to do is to get the Muslims involved in sports entertainment. Today, how much aren't we involved in sports and entertainment? Some of us play the sports also. But then there are so many who are following the sports. Just to know, the British Premier League, for example, what have we got to do with them? But that is of deep concern to us. And who's winning, who's losing, the scores, what are the scores, etc. All the time. They've got us involved, the majority of good Muslims who are performing namaz. In fact, on one occasion, one very close friend, when I mentioned this, he said, "Maulana, what you are saying is 100% true, but I can't give up that sports." And that was the fantasy league. And the fantasy league is a fantasy, it's not true. Just you fantasizing. But that, he says, we can't give up. So that was the first point, and you can see how much on myself we can gauge that how much have they become successful. The second, he said, is that we will take out your women folk from the houses and bring them on in the public arena, whether it be in the schools, universities, workplaces, shops, wherever. And today our women, which woman? Whether it's jogging on the road, whether it's going for holidays, and then what's the condition today? Our women are involved in where and where. The last place you'll find the woman will be in that home. But she's outside shopping, and the shopping is a whole big procedure. So anyway, there's details in that also, and we all know how much. The third point he told, we will see that your income is haram and what you consume is haram. And today with Islamic finance and Islamic banking, etc., and all this, one good friend of ours is sitting here with us, he's an IT specialist, and in their company, he said, when their company was changing banks, the person from the bank came and he said, all that what was prepared, the Islamic finance, etc., we prepare it, the non-Muslims. And all we want is a mufti signature. And if a mufti doesn't sign, we will increase the figures. But we'll get a mufti who will sign it. So today that is the case. What we are consuming, our food, what's the condition of that? We all know what the condition is. How many people, they're just not concerned. One good friend of ours from Tunisia, most probably one of the Arab countries, he said that he went shopping with his father and they bought some chicken. So he told his father, this is not right. So he said, but it's printed there, halal, certified halal. So what's your problem now? Today anyone can certify. And all these chicken which are being certified, who's certifying them? In many cases it's the non-Muslims who are certifying. So many instances, there is a detailed instance of one case. I don't want to go into that, but the short story, a non-Muslim, he takes chickens from the packages which says that it doesn't say it's halal. Takes them out from there and puts them into packages where it's written it's halal. So today what we are consuming. And then the fourth point, he said, that we will work amongst your scholars, ulama, and we will see. And they know today our profile. They are fully aware of every person's profile. What kind of a person, what are his habits, on the phone, what are your things, your favorite things you're watching? What are you looking at? They know you, what kind of a nature you have got. So they say, we know those scholars that will play our game, we will make them ours. And the others, we will leave them. So that the two of them will keep on fighting. The one will want to have the old traditional Islam, what we call the Orthodox Islam, what we call the Camel Age Islam, and that is the only path of salvation. And whether we like it or we don't like it, but that is the only path. And the others will bring modern Islam, and where you mix with women freely, music is allowed, and you go to churches, church people come to you in the masjid, the interfaith business, and the sum total of the interfaith business is to prove that Judaism is the real religion, and the world must follow Judaism. That's the ultimate way they are going to. So how dangerous is that? But we are giving preference to this dunya's life, and this dunya's life is very short. Between 60 and 70 years is our life of dunya. And the qabr, ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of qiyamah. And what will happen to us in the qabr? And there in the qabr, even if husband and wife have to pass away together, there are many couples, in accidents they pass away together, but each one is in his own qabr. And according to our amal and action in this world, will be the condition in the qabr. And then after that is the day of qiyamah, kana miqdaruhu khamsina alfa sana, 50,000 years long. So we giving preference to this dunya's life. Let us think that. And we today have been geared up in such a way that we just looking at dunya. And we are forgetting the akhirah. Whereas the akhirah is the most important. And the least in that is to take guna sin as sin. If we can't change it, my nature is such, I can't give up. But at least regard sin as sin. What is the right path, follow that. Even then our iman will still stay safe. But if we're going to change over, and we go to modern ways, and we go to the different new ideologies, etc. And today some people promote that you must follow easy Islam. And some people, they are making Islam very difficult. And you mustn't make that, you must make Islam easy. It's not a matter of easy Islam or difficult Islam, it's a matter of the correct Islam. The Islam according to Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. May Allah keep us on that path. I will end up my talk on that, appealing to each one of us to have that in mind. And if there are gunas in our lives, take them as gunas. Ask for forgiveness. Hope for Allah's mercy. There is great hope for us for in the future. And if we're going to move away from there, we are facing, we are putting ourselves in great jeopardy in this dunya. For example, what happened in Karbala? What happened when the Tartars invaded Iraq, Baghdad? What happened in Spain when the Crusaders came in? What happened in 1947, the partition of India and Pakistan? What happened in 1962 in Burma? What happened later in Mozambique, right on our doorstep? All these things are in open in front of us. Dunya didn't help anyone. Not a single person, no matter what we had of dunya, those people got saved who had deen in their life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, accept us for deen, inshallah.